our first Chazara shir of this round of Chazara. We'll look today at the sugya that we worked on in preparation for Hanukkah, the sugya of Hadlakas Neres Hanukkah. Backing up to the story of Hanukkah, as recorded in two places. The story of Hanukkah appears in Al Nisim, and the story of Hanukkah appears in Chazal as well, in a braisa that's originally Megillas Tanis, quoted by the Talmud Bavli near the bottom of Chaf Aleph on the days of Masecha Shabbos, beginning of the second paragraph of Masecha Shabbos, beginning of Bama Madlikin is the main address for the Sigis of Hanukkah, the Talmud Bavli, and around an Amud in, the Sigis begin, the Perak begins Chaf on Beis. The Hanukkah sugyas begin Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph. The parak begins with which sorts of oils and wicks are acceptable for Hadlakas Ner Shabbos and which not. That's Mishnayos begin Chaf Amud Beis. We'll come soon to the Gemara in Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph. It asks to what extent are those standards relevant to Hanukkah as well? Do we have the same insistence on high quality oils and wicks for Ner Hanukkah the way we do for Ner Shabbos or not? So that's sort of the opening, the entree into Ner Hanukkah, and the Baal Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph, the Gemara begins to discuss, the course of Chaf Aleph Amud Beis, the Gemara discusses a number of fundamental issues. And then, near the bottom of Chaf Aleph Amud Beis, the Gemara says, let's back up, and let's ask, what's the narrative backstory for the mitzvahs of Hanukkah? My Hanukkah, what miraculous stories are being memorialized in Hanukkah? So the Gemara quotes a Braisa, which tells, as we noted, a different part of the story than Al Hanisim, while Al Hanisim focuses on the Neis HaMilchama, and Hadlakas HaMenorah appears as an epilogue at the end. We don't focus on it much, we don't give a lot of detail on Al Hanisim, and there's no indication that it was particularly miraculous, but it's mentioned that after this miraculous military victory, they did enter the Beis HaMikdash and light Neis HaMenorah. The story is presented in converse fashion in Mai Chanukah. Mai Chanukah focuses on the Neis HaShemen. And the Milchama is presented as prologue. After they won against the Yevanim, they enter the Beis HaMikdash and this whole miraculous story of the Shemen transpired. We don't really get a sense, a lot of detail about the war, nor do we get a sense that there was anything miraculous to that. Okay, so half the story is told Al Nisim, the other half of the story is told in Mai Chanukah. We spend time at a different point talking about why each of these two texts of Chazal focuses because of what it's about on a particular aspect of the story. But in these shiurim, we focus on a different lacuna, a different gap in what's being recorded in Mai Chanukah. While on the one hand, in terms of the telling of the story, the focus is on the Neis HaShemen, and the Neis HaMelchama is not highlighted. In terms of the halachic piece, so the Hadlakas HaNeros seems to be absent. The story is all about Hadlakas HaMenorah, but halachas seem to not talk about it at all. The Mai Chanukah begins with stating the dates and stating that there's a certain aspect of Simcha. There's no Hesped, there's no Tanis. Then we tell the story. Then at the end, we mention that they were Kovei Lashon Acheres. The next year, or a couple years later, Chachmei Hador were Kovei the Yontif of Hanukkah, V'Halal V'Hodah. Halal V'Hodah means someone that's not Yisra Malacha, not Yontif in the classical sense of Yisra Malacha. But also, that sounds like that's delineating, enumerating what are the mitzvahs of Hanukkah. The mitzvah of Hanukkah, halal hodah. Take a look at Rashi. Halal means halal. Hodah means what hodah usually means. Saying thank you. That's hodah with a lowercase hey. And there's hodah with a capital hey, so to speak. Hodah is the technical, as a technical term, is the name, the title of the bracha of Modim. So we mentioned Hanukkah has a place in the bracha of Modim. You're required to mention Hanukkah in Modim. What about Ner Hanukkah? Halal, Al Nisim, no Tainus, no Hesped. All those Dinim are not, none of those Dinim are the ones that come to our mind first as the mitzvah of Ner Hanukkah. If you were asked me, what's the name, what are the halachas of Hanukkah? Number one, you say Ner Hanukkah. Open Shulchan Aruch. The lion's share of Hilchas Hanukkah is about Ner Hanukkah. There's a little bit about Halal and Al Anisim and no Hesped, no Tainus, but the lion's share, the bulk of the dinim, are near Hanukkah, conspicuously, entirely absent from this ancient brisa of my Hanukkah. Davar Tamua, what's the pshat? So we spend time taking a look at the approach that Rav Zsolti develops. It's, you can find it in Mishnas Yavetz and Arachayim, in the section on Hanukkah. And the way we approached it was to say, if question number one is why is the Mitzvah Rabban of Ner Hanukkah absent from my Hanukkah, question number two has to do with too much. Question number two was Rosh in Perek Beis and Mintas, Rosh on these sugyas, quotes a psak from the She'iltos, which is very surprising in light of a Gemara in Megillah. Who was the She'iltos? She'iltos was written by Vachai Gon, lived in the middle of the period of the Gonin, around the year 7800 or so, probably the first major post-Talmudic halachic work. The first halachic work that's independent of the Talmud Bavli, not just comments on the Talmud Bavli, but independent halachic work. Every Sedra, he'll go through several topics that are connected directly or playfully to the Sedra. So he talks about Ner Hanukkah as well. One of his She'iltos is about Ner Hanukkah. And he mentioned the din, which is very surprising in light of the following Gemara and Megillah. Gemara and Megillah, Daf Chavad, the very beginning of the fourth paragraph of Megillah, talks about do items that had been used for a mitzvah previously, religious objects, and now they're being decommissioned, they're no longer usable. They're worn out, no longer relevant, the mitzvah stopped applying, the lulav after sukkahs, the sukkah after sukkahs, the shofar after Rosh Hashanah, or the lulav snapped in half, the tefillin are worn out, so how do I dispose of them? So the Braisa tells me, well, it depends, we categorize such objects into two categories, tashmishe kedusha, which do require geniza, what we call shemus, versus tashmishe mitzvah, which do not require geniza, they can be respectfully thrown away. Tashmishe mitzvah nignazin, tashmishe kedusha nignazin, tashmishe mitzvah nizrakin. So how do you determine whether a given item is tashmishe mitzvah, tashmishe kedusha? So the Braisa gives examples. Parts of Sefer Torah, Tefillah, Mezuzah, those are the Ritzuos and the case, and so on and so forth, those are Tashmishei Kedusha, while Shofar, Sukkah, Lulav, Tzitzis, those are Tashmishei Mitzvah. So, well, what's the difference? So presumably the Rav, beautiful shiur about this, you'll find them if you're interested, or not directly our topic at the moment, Rav Shechter put together beautiful kuntras built in large part around these ideas, Eretz HaTzvi Simeon Beis. They're all tashmishei mitzvah. I mean, tefillin is also a mitzvah. And we think of shofar as a very holy mitzvah. So why isn't shofar tashmishei kedusha? Why aren't ritzus utzun tashmishei mitzvah? The answer seems to be that permanent kedusha is generated by connection to Torah. Kedusha is generated by connection to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Torah is a conduit, is the avenue for Rebbe Shlomo's kedusha to flow into this world, to Olam Hazeh. So something that was connected to Ksav Shel Torah will have a Kedusha that endures even after the mitzvah is no longer relevant for the mitzvah. The Ritzua snapped and they tore and they wore, we can no longer use them for the mitzvah, but this object, physical object, retains a permanent Kedusha even after its mitzvah career is over, because it had been connected to Ksav Shel Torah, whereas the Esrog, or the Shofar, had perhaps a temporary Kedusha Bizman Mitzvasa, but after the mitzvah is over, it no longer retains any permanent sense of Kedusha, and therefore it is Nizrak. So based on that categorization, Ner Hanukkah is clearly only Tashmishe Mitzvah. As a matter of fact, it's Tashmishe Mitzvah Mitzvabana. One could imagine it might even be a somewhat lower level than the Sukkah, Lulav, and so forth. It's Tashmishe Mitzvah Midrabana, because the whole mitzvah is only Midrabana. Certainly not Tashmishe Kedusha, not connected to Ksav Shel Torah. One would have thought that L'achar Hanukkah, anything menorah related, Nizrakim. Use it, throw it out, whatever you want. Surprisingly, the Shilto says, if you have leftover oil that's not oil that was in the container, oil that had already been in the Nair, the last night I filled up the Nair to the cup to the top and lit it, and it didn't burn all the way to the bottom. It had some leftover oil, sorry. It had some leftover oil. Rosh quotes in the Shiltas, you cannot use that for your own, for salad dressing or for secular, so to speak, mundane lighting. It has to be disposed of separately. So it sounds as though it's sort of a tashmishe kedusha of sorts. We don't require geniza, but we don't allow you to use it for your own purposes, which is not in keeping with the din of standard tashmishe mitzvah. So how do you understand that? So that's problem number two. Problem number one, again, is why is Ner Chanukah not mentioned in the list of halachos of Chanukah in my Chanukah? Question number two is why is Ner Chanukah appear to stand beyond the status of standard tashmishe mitzvah? Problem number three is a curious disconnect from one block to the next in regards to use of the light of Ner Chanukah on Chanukah itself. We saw Chafal, Daf Chafal, Famanav going on to other days as the opening sugya in the discussion of what sorts of oil and wicks are appropriate for Ner Chanukah. Do you require grade A the way you do on Shabbos, or is grade B acceptable as well? So the Gemara understands that one of the issues that's being litigated is whether mutar l'shtamish la'ora or asur l'shtamish la'ora. May I or may I not eat, let's say, Suda Shabbos la'or Ner Chanukah? Is that permitted or not? And that drives the question of on Shabbos, when I light Ner Chanukah on Shabbos, do I require the same grade A oils and wicks that I require for Ner Shabbos? If I'm using it, so then you do, because we're worried about the concern. There's a 5-10% chance that it's going to begin to flicker, and you're using it on Shabbos, you may unwittingly, automatically begin to fix it. If it's a light that you're relying on, then that would be Chil Shabbos. If you're not relying on it, you're not allowed to use it anyhow, so then there's less of a concern that you're going to automatically, out of habit, adjust the flickering light on Shabbos. So the Gemara understands. The Machlokas over Asur L'shtamish La'or, Mutar L'shtamish over the quality necessary for Shabbistic Ner Chanukah is this open debate in the second among the second generation on Moroim, whether Asur or Mutar L'shtamish La'or. The problem is, on Chav Beis Amid Aleph, it seems like it's being independently discussed. Asur L'hartzus Mos La'or Haner. You can't count money La'or Haner. It doesn't seem like we're connecting that to, oh, that's only according to Ma'an D'Amar Chav Aleph, Asur L'shtamish La'or. It seems like we're discussing the same issue without any connection to the previous conversation. On Chav Aleph, we had a machlokes, whether you may or may not use a light of Ner Chanukah, for instance, for Suda Shabbos. On Chav Beis, it sounds like we're discussing the same issue, and we don't make any reference to it, as though it's a whole new discussion. The Gemara seems more comfortable saying, yes, you may not count money L'or HaNer. The Gemara says it's an issue of, later on Chav Beis, it's an issue of Bizayon Mitzvah. As though the sugyas aren't connected, they aren't talking to each other. So Rishonim discusses the Baal HaMor. So Rav Zhelty points to the Baal HaMor's approach. Baal HaMor appears in the bottom of the Rif, and then he's also quoted by the Ran, who's on around the side of the Rif. The Baal HaMor is Rachi HaLevi. He makes the following suggestion. He says the two sugyas of Torah have two different sorts of use. The sugya on Chav Beis Amud Aleph, that was counting money L'or HaNer. He says we're not talking about stock, I mean your own money. Nothing wrong with counting money, but it's not a mitzvah. It's a mundane, secular activity. Again, if you're using your money if you're mechaven to use your money to further avos Hashem in all sorts of ways, but we wouldn't characterize counting money per se as a dvar mitzvah. We characterize it as a dvar mishas. As such, to use the overtly mitzvah neros for dvar mishas, that's a bizarre ha-mitzvah. To use the light of the Ner Chanukah to count money. That's the bizayim. That's the Gemara says the Banu Chabezah. This is a problem of bizayim mitzvah. Just like you may not use your feet to do kisei hadam, it's the mashmos of the pasuk, because that's you're getting mitzvah done, but in a degrading way, and it's inappropriate to degrade mitzvahs. So you have to be not only perform mitzvahs, you have to mechabed mitzvahs that we learned from the pasuk. The pasuk indicates you have to do kisei hadam with your hands, not with your feet, not because you'll be less effective technically, but because you need to mechabed the mitzvah in addition to performing the mitzvah. So the Gemara says, "Asur l'hartzus mos la'or haner daf chav beis." That's a function of the need to mechabed mitzvahs rather than being mevazeh mitzvahs. So Rabbi Amar says that everyone in Chafalaf agrees that you cannot count money lar haner because that's a dvar shus and therefore is a bizayon to the ner Hanukkah. What's the open debate on daf Chaf Aleph? Also l'shamash or mutl l'shamash or that's taking it to the next level. That's where we're talking about a situation where it's a dvar mitzvah suda Shabbos. That's not the Baal Amar posits a bizayon. To use one mitzvah, another mitzvah, the Baal Amar posits, that's perhaps a debatable point, but Baal Amar posits, that's not a bizayon. So then what is wrong? That's why there are those who hold mutl l'shtamash l'ora. Now, we happen to hold also l'shtamash l'ora, which Baal Amar says means even l'dvar mitzvah. 1 second, but that's not bizayon ha-mitzvah. So what's wrong? What's the logic that would dictate that you may not be mishtamish l'or ner chanukah even l'tzarech mitzvah, if not bizayin mitzvah. Baal Amar says, you know what's being debated daf Chaf Aleph, a new reason to forbid shimush or ner even for some other mitzvah, and that is that we treat the ner chanukah as though it was neros haminorah shev mikdash. Ner haminorah shev mikdash, any type of usage other than for avoda is me'ila. I'm not allowed to use an animal set aside for carbon, for instance, in order to further my fulfillment of some other mitzvah. I can't carry my lulav and esrog to shul, something of that sort. I have a lot of matzahs to bring home. I can't carry the matzahs home on the back of the sheep, which is going to be my carbon pesach. I have a bar mitzvah, it's not bizayon mitzvah, it's true not bizayon mitzvah, but it's me'ila, this is hektish. The bar is set higher. But Amar says, also l'shtamash l'ora means we treat ner Hanukkah to an extent as though it were ner Sheb Mikdash. Why? Because of Zechel Mikdash. Because the Gemara, the beginning of the fourth paragraph of Rosh Hashanah, tells us to derive some pasuk in Yirmiyahu, Tzion hi ein doresh la, mechlal debay adrish, the Gemara says, there's a requirement of drishas Tzion. We need to actively keep Tzion in our mind, and one of the ways in which we do that, the Gemara tells us, is along the lines of Takanos Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai to make a Zeicher LeMikdash. We spoke about different examples of Zeicher LeMikdash. You have lula, the fact that nowadays la'achar Churban we shake lula of even Cholamon all over the world, the way they used to do only in the Beis HaMikdash. Spoke about the Zohar, about the Chal on Shabbos. Being a zeichel mikdash to the 12 lachem loz lachem panim that were put on, taken off, and eaten all on Shabbos, and so on and so forth. Got maybe the mariko shtifa, the when you kasher kalim, and here we are. The Baal Amar says that's pshat in ner Chanukah as well. It's a zeichel mikdash. So we noted, and let's quickly run through 5 or 6 different nafkaminas in seeing Ner Chanukah, not only as a mitzvah, but as a form of Zeichel HaMikdash. Number one, you have the Shiltos. Now we understand why most Hashemesh HaBener is treated as having a Kedusha. Number two, as the Baal HaMor just said, that would explain why you can't be Mishtamesh L'Arner even L'Mitzvah. Number three, Yitzhak Shmelkes and Shuvas Beis Yitzhak argues that you require Shemen Upsila to the exclusion of a Bunsen burner on the one hand, which is wickless, and electric bulb, even a filament bulb, and incandescent bulb on the other hand, which doesn't have any tangible fuel aside from the wick. Number four, the Avnei Nezer, who suggests that in order to get the Hidur Mitzvah, all the Neiros have to be encompassed in a single kli. Number five, perhaps Rav Zhulti suggests, if you look, the Ravid seems to say that the way the bracha is formulated on Hadlakas Ner Chanukah, it's patterned that way because it's supposed to imitate the way the bracha was, the Kohen said the bracha before he lit the menorah based on Mikdash, which is a remarkable thought. And finally, number six of Zhulti says, that's pshat in the fact that Ner Chanukah does not appear in my Chanukah. That's because if it was only Zeichel HaMikdash, it means the only Masak in it. Decades, a century or two later, la'achar ha'churban, the original takana of Chanukah was hallow, ala nisim, no hesped, no taisped, no zeichel mikdash, no ner Chanukah. While the motivation for ner Chanukah may have been primarily pirsumei nisa, as the Gemara tells us, but apparently they only felt validated and authorized to misakin it once you also had a format to use, which is Zecher L'Nikter, which only came many, many, many years later. And in closing, we noted there is another solution to this problem as well. One solution to the missing Ner Chanukah is the approach of Rav Zhulti, that indeed, historically, Ner Chanukah came after the original Takana of Chanukah, and my Chanukah is a text that dates back to the period of the Beis HaMikdash. The other approach is that of the Rambam. The Rambam explicitly says in Perek Gimel Halacha Gimel Hilchos Chanukah that they were misakin their Chanukah at the time of the original Takana. So he does not agree with the Rambam, with Rashi. He does not seem to accept this approach. For instance, as an example, he does not accept the Chumrah of the Shiltos, which is not dispositive. You can accept the basic idea of Zeich HaMikdash that about the Shiltos' application. But point three is that if you read the Rambam slowly and carefully, he seems to be indicating that the way he translates Hodah is not as Rashi did, which is Al Hanisim, but rather the Hodah actually means Ner Chanukah, which explains why there are two prakim in Hilchos Chanukah for the Rambam. The first is Halal, the second is Ner Chanukah. Those are the two major mitzvahs of Halal v'Hodah, which the Rambam is Halal and Ner Chanukah. And as Rav Chaim Freelander points out at length, he develops this idea of the Rambam's approach to the term Hodah as meaning Ner Chanukah in several pieces in Sipsei Chaim. And he notes, if you look at the Rambam at the end of Hilchos Chanukah as well, Perek Dalach, he is based in the Machshava aspects of Ner Chanukah, he talks about being not only a mitzvah of Shevach, but a mitzvah of Hodah. We usually think of Ner Chanukah as a mitzvah of Shevach. We praise the Kadosh Baruch Hu for historically what happened. That's Pirsume Nisa. But the Rambam speaks of both Shevach and Hodah. And that accords with the Rambam's read Pirsume Nisa as Shevach. But Hodah and the Brisa of Ner Chanukah, that's Hodah. It gives us a lot to think about in terms of the Pirsume Nisa is not just a question of recognizing reality, a past reality that God did do Nisim, but it's supposed to move us, Allah the Rabban and the Bo, to recognize the Nisim Nistarim going forwards as well. And so the in line with the Maharal in their mitzvah, that the goal, the objective of the Ner Neis HaShemen was to open our eyes to the fact that the Neis HaMelchama was also of divine origin. So you understand well that this content of Ner Chanukah is Shevach on the Neis HaShemen, but the objective, the kiyum, if you will, certainly the goal of the Ner Chanukah is Hodah on the Neis HaMelchama and the Nisim that can Nisim Nistarim that continue to fill our lives.